Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Bermanology on Letterman Row. I am your host, Jeremy Birmingham. Today's guest is 2022 wide receiver and Ohio State commitment Kojo Antwi, who has been linked a couple times in the last month or so to the Georgia Bulldogs, and he's visited there twice. And we wanted to have him on the show and talk to Kojo about those visits, his upcoming trip to Ohio State, and the status of his recruitment in general. So we're going to do that right now. Let's get to the show. Kojo Antwi is here. Kojo, man, thanks for taking time. I see you're on the move. I know that you're a busy guy, and I know that the media has not always been your biggest friend in the last few months. It seems like you've had a handful of times in the last 6 months where people try to make stories out of things that maybe are not a story for you. And I wanted to have you on the show just to talk about that, because we had the moment back in, what, May or April, when someone said Ohio State was out of the recruitment for you. And then obviously, you know, you committed to the Buckeyes 2 months later, so they weren't. And now we have this constant Kojo Antwi flipping to Georgia. He's visiting Georgia. He's doing this and this. How frustrated is it for you as a 17-year-old kid to deal with this sort of stuff and maybe have your voice taken away from you a little bit?
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating because, you know, there's stories, you know, being made out of, you know, visits that I took to Georgia, which weren't really, you know, necessarily recruiting visits for me, just, you know, trying to catch a game, you know, in town and stuff like that. But, you know, it's definitely been frustrating, you know, looking at the stories and, you know, all the rumors about me flipping and, you know, decommitting from Ohio State, which is not true. So,
you know, I know that the hard part for this is that not only because you do still have a relationship with the staff at Georgia, and those are guys that you've known for a while and they recruit you, but you have to, every time those things happen, you get a probably a random phone call or a text from your future wide receivers coach. And is it Coach Hartline trying to get you to assure him, or is it him assuring you, hey, you don't, what's going on? Like, because I'm sure you're not staring at the internet all day seeing these things. So it's like when the rumors start, I mean, how do you even find out?
When the rumors first started, I did get a text from Coach Hartline, you know, asking me, you know, what the visit was about and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, we talked about it and he understood where I was coming from. And, you know, everything's good so far, you know, regarding, you know, those visits that I took to Georgia. You know, your coaches understood, Coach Day understood, Coach Hartline understood, whole coaching staff understood, you know, the main reason why I was there. And, you know, so.
It's funny, people get surprised when a high school football player likes to go see really good football games.
Right.
You know, it's crazy. Right. Crazy. You know, I want to talk about that. Just, I mean, think about this last year, if you could. You went from, at this time last year, not really having any real recruiting buzz. Not a lot of people knew about you. And now here you are a year later, and the two teams that are widely considered the two best teams in the country are pulling at you from all sides. I mean, how cool is that? I mean, aside from all of the stuff that drives you crazy about it, do you have a chance to ever just sit down and absorb how cool this is?
I really haven't just taken the time to just sit down and just realize, you know, the position I'm in right now. But I definitely think it's cool, you know, the best teams in the country by far, you know, still recruiting me this hard. Yeah, it's definitely been cool. But yeah.
You know, the recruiting world has changed so much in the last 18 months because of the COVID-19 and all that. But 2 weeks ago when Ohio State had their off week, Brian Hartline finally got a chance to actually go to your school for the first time. And got to come down there and see you play at Lambert High School in Suwannee. What was it like to have Coach Hartline there? And, you know, what was the reception he got, obviously, kind of going into the Lions' Den in Georgia? How did your coaches respond? And just the overall vibe of him being actually getting to hang out with him in person.
Coaches welcomed him like family. I think they had a few talks, you know, before he actually got on campus about, you know, just organizing things and, you know, what time he needed to be there and stuff like that. But it was definitely fun playing, you know, with him in the stands. I mean, on the sidelines. You know, it definitely makes me want to play better, you know, considering that he's going to be my future, you know, receivers coach. And
yeah, you're watching that, and people don't know this, I don't think, but on these visits, when a coach is on your sideline, he can't talk to you. He can't talk to you before the game or after. But, I mean, so out of the corner of your eye, as you're watching that, do you just have to look and see what he's doing, how he's
doing? Oh, yeah, I'm definitely looking. After every play, I'm just looking. I'm maybe peeking to see, you know, what his reaction is or something like that. But, yeah.
So, you know, now that we can put some of those rumors to bed, this coming weekend, the Ohio State-Penn State game is happening. You and pretty much everyone else in the class of 2022 is expected to be there for it. How important is it for you to get back to campus at Ohio State? I mean, you have been to Georgia twice in the last 6 weeks. How vital is it to get back to Ohio State and feel that buzz and that atmosphere in Columbus?
It's definitely important. I'm very excited to get up to Columbus and, you know, watch, you know, Ohio State take on Penn State. You know, it's a big game, of course. You know, I'm really excited, you know, see the players in action, you know, in real life. And, you know, I've definitely seen them practice a few times, but I've never seen them actually playing a real game. So it's definitely going to be exciting, you know, getting up there. So
for you, I mean, as a wide receiver, again, Brian Hartline's reputation is obviously pretty well known around the country. But as you watch the Buckeyes on TV, are you just blown away by not just the physical abilities of the receivers they have, but the scheme, the ability to get these guys open, the quarterbacks? I mean, how exciting is it just as a receiver to see that that's your future?
It's definitely exciting. They have a really high powered offense. They give the ball to the receivers, give the ball to their playmakers, and, you know, let them go make plays. And, you know, that's something I want to be a part of. And, you know, just seeing Chris Olave, Garrett, you know, Jackson, Mecca, you know, Marvin, all of them excelling. And Travion, of course, you know, in the backfield, excelling. CJ playing, you know, great football as well now is, you know, definitely exciting.
For you, this coming weekend is that rare opportunity to get around all the other commits, you and Keon Caleb, and even, you know, getting Bennett might be back up there. Just Caleb Burton, both Calebs, I guess, you know, the opportunity to get to know each other better. You know, have you guys been able to really build a relationship over Zoom and then FaceTime, and just what difference does it make to get together in person?
It definitely does make a big difference. I've only seen CJ in person. I haven't seen the other commits. So it's definitely going to be exciting, you know, meet them for the first time in person, you know, just see how my future teammates are. And, you know, it's going to be a fun weekend. So
as we watch the Ohio State receivers and the bonds that they have with CJ Stroud and the developing bonds with Kyle McCord and the three freshman receivers that are all his roommates, do you and Keon and the Calebs get together and say, okay, we need a quarterback in our class. Who do we go after? I mean, do you guys have an idea of what you're working on, or you guys leave that all up to Coach Day?
I think we're just going to leave that up to Coach Day. We haven't really had any talks about, you know, trying to recruit another quarterback, but I'm definitely thinking that Coach Day is going to, you know, try and, you know, get a quarterback in our class, you know, so.
As a receiver, I mean, when you have Quinn Ewers committed in your class and he's the number one ranked player in the country and you think, hey, this is going to be our guy, we're going to all stroll in together. How different was that when Quinn told you guys as the receivers group, hey, I'm taking off a little early?
We all definitely supported his decision. You know, he was doing what's best for him. And, you know, it obviously paid dividends for him because, you know, all the, you know, NIL and stuff like that, you know, I feel like he wanted to go in early and, you know, prove himself a little bit, you know, for Ohio State, you know, coming in as a, you know, reclassifying and coming in as a freshman, you know, trying to prove himself as, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the country. And, you know, we definitely supported his decision and we wish nothing but the best for him. You know, we're going to see him next year, so.
For you guys, I mean, you've had the first few months here of the name, image, and likeness stuff happening, and you're starting to kind of see how it plays out. Do you have an idea of how you think that's going to impact you when you get to college?
I'm definitely, you know, trying to get into that. You know, once I get into college, you know, that's what, you know, all the players want, you know, sign, you know, NIL, you know, make money off the, you know, name, image, and likeness. That's what every athlete wants, so. Definitely going to take advantage of that when I get up to campus. And
So I know from talking to you through your recruitment, you're very diligent, you're data driven, you're a guy that, you know, looks at all sides of things. Have you had to do a lot of research into what it takes or what is allowed, or, you know, how to really take advantage of that?
Yeah, me and my parents, you know, all my older brothers and sisters, we've definitely looked into, you know, what it takes, you know, to, you know, get these type of stuff. And, you know, we're definitely looking into it, and, you know, we're planning on, you know, taking advantage of that. So,
Kojo, last time we talked on this show, I think I asked if you had figured out if you were going to do early enroll. I mean, is that stuff all set up? Or is that your plan to be in Columbus in January, or are you still pushing it maybe to June?
Pushing it to June. Yeah.
Is that something that you want to do, or is that something you had to do?
It's something I wanted to do because I'm planning on playing basketball this year for my school, and also running track. So, you know, yeah.
Well, this weekend, as Ohio State takes on Penn State, like I said, you and a bunch of your fellow commitments will be in town. It's supposed to be like 55 degrees. So, you know, bring a coat. I know people think that Atlanta area is a lot warmer than it is. I'm sure you guys are used to a little bit of the cold weather down there.
Oh, yeah.
What's the one thing you're most looking forward to doing and seeing as you get back to Columbus for the second time since June?
Man, just getting in that stadium, you know, when it's fully packed and they're about to kick the ball off. That's what I'm ready for. Just meeting all the recruits in person for the first time, getting to see Coach Hartline again and Coach Day. You know, that's basically everything. You know, that's what I'm looking forward to.
So it's so weird the way that COVID changed things for you guys in your class that you didn't get a chance to do all this a year ago. And I think sometimes to bring it back to the start of this conversation, people may not understand why you want to go visit and see another game somewhere else, because it's a really cool experience and you guys should have an opportunity to do that. So, you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time. Like I said, I told you I'd try to keep this brief. So thank you very much for coming on the show, kind of giving everyone a sense of where things are and how you're feeling about all the scuttlebutt around your name. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
No problem. That's Kojo Antwi. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology on Letterman Road. Thank you for watching. We will see you next time.